You know what? I'm leaning all the way in tonight. Portal momentum, real energy around football, and a basketball team that's actually clicking. It feels different. Maybe I'm too optimistic. Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. Actually, I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but hope is kind of the whole point, isn't it? If you are a positivity seeking Badger fan, then this is going to be a little bit of a, this is going to be a 20 minutes for you. I am feeling optimistic about a lot of things, partially because I just watched the Badgers dominate Penn State in basketball, and I've been watching all these sort of hype videos that are coming out for football, the interviews, not really hype videos, but interviews with the new coaching staff and, you know, just kind of the recent Luke Fickell press conference. So yeah, I'm feeling positive. And I'm going to talk about that a lot tonight, just because sometimes you just need that a little bit. You need some positivity. We haven't had a ton of it on the football field, but I'm going to just appreciate a little bit of that tonight. Sorry for getting this out a day late. Work and life just kind of gets in the way, right? So wasn't able to do this yesterday, but wanted to get this out going into the weekend. And quick other note, if you haven't, if you listen to Locked On Badgers or the main Bucky Report podcast, you'll know that we're doing a meetup in Madison next weekend for the Ohio State basketball game. So if you're interested, you're in Madison, go to my Twitter page at Rajiv Badgers. There's something on there from last week, but I'll post it more in the next few days, just about where we're going to meet Friday night, Saturday, pregame, postgame, all that fun stuff. So, good thing there. I didn't really want to talk about IU, but I kind of feel like I have to. I mean, if you've listened to this, you know my feelings about IU. I don't love that they won the national title. It's great for the Big Ten, and I do want to highlight that. It's not fair to like, it's really, really good for the conference, and I love the Big Ten more than anything else as far as like conference wise, and I've always been a Big Ten homer, so it's really, really good for that. Just personally, it's not so great, being from Indiana, not liking the Hoosiers, but anyway, It does have to give you hope, right? Like, this is a team that was a perennial doormat of the Big Ten, winning it seemingly an average of what, two or three games a year for as long back as I can remember. And they're national champions. They've turned it around in two seasons. It's been absolutely incredible. And it's a great story. It's a great sports story. Yeah, listen, like, I like it for the conference. I think the Big Ten is really finding its footing here. We're in the limelight now. The SEC is definitely not the best conference anymore, at least for now. And India had a lot to do with that. So kudos to them. Congrats to them. But it does give you hope that you can turn things around quickly in the sport. That's the one message it sends to all teams, is that if you've got the right coach in place and you've got the right determination and you've got the right pieces, you can turn a doormat program into a national champion in 2 years. That's unbelievable. When you put that into perspective and you think about that, it's pretty shocking. So am I positive that we're going to win the national championship in 2 years? No, absolutely not. But I am feeling really positive about what's going on with football right now. I know it's very easy to I know people send me the comments like this all the time. Every single year, you guys get all hyped about the transfer portal and the recruiting classes and going into the season. And then we look like shit. I get it. All right. I get that. But I also feel like if you don't have the hope, what's kind of the point? Like, if maybe you're just not an offseason guy, that's fine. But like, I mean, I want to believe that my team can do something. I want to believe that I can look forward to the game in Lambeau next year and the slightly easier conference schedule and say, man, we could actually win 8 or 9, 10 games if we're going crazy. And part of that is, you know, some of the new pieces that came in, right? So like, you look at the staff changes, you look at the new offensive line coach, Mateos, you look at Steeples, the new cornerbacks coach, right? I mean, I just saw an interview with him on YouTube that the Badger, you know, athletic department's putting out, the media group, and it's an interview. Mike Tressel's doing the interview with Steeples, and it's great. It gets you excited about the fact that what it shows me. It doesn't really show me anything. It's ultimately just a calculated piece of media, but it drives you to think that like the culture's in good spots, right? Like these guys care. They just appear to be good guys. And I know that's silly, but I buy in. I buy into the fact that there's a good culture there. And obviously the product on the field has not shown that. I've been saying for a while that I think the coaching staff needed to be replaced this offseason. I can't say I didn't say that. I did. And I, to an extent, I still believe it, but he's not going anywhere. So why not just, okay, if he's going to be there, then let's try to find where this might actually work. And could this be a big turnaround and Badger fans are like, hey, we love this guy, you know, a year from now. I don't know. We'll see. But I think the portal ads are huge. You could say, oh, you say that every year. The difference this year is the quarterback. You have to look at that separately. You have to acknowledge that at least I think I acknowledge the fact that when you go out and you identify a top target and you get the top target, I'm going to be excited about that. And I'm going to recognize that this is a different, it feels different, that it's a different step. Billy Edwards wasn't our number one guy. Fernando Mendoza was our number one guy. Now I realize that's pretty lofty considering you won the Heisman Trophy, but the fact that we identified a gettable target, I guess, in that regard, but it's someone that we really wanted that fits the system well, that makes the whole portal class look good. And I've talked about the portal class on the main pod, and of course this show even in previous weeks. And I'm not going to get into all that, but it does give me positivity that things can actually turn around. Because if you have an offensive line that's better and a quarterback that's actually a real quarterback, and then you couple that with a defense that we actually saw last year played really well, and if you get the right pieces to replace some of the guys we lost, then if the defense just holds steady and you add a quarterback that's not injured, that would be great if he doesn't get injured, knock on wood, and that, you know, a functional offense and an easier schedule, it kind of just, the pieces sort of fit together, right? I mean, we knew going into this year, we had the toughest schedule in the country and it showed. And obviously our record reflected that. However, we also weren't good. We also had a massive quarterback situation. So we'll see, right? But I'm positive about it. And I think that the energy just feels different, right? It just, is it more hype? Probably. Is it more hype or something real? It's probably both, honestly, right? I mean, it's not just, well, we have all these better players and we have the 45th ranked class on 247 for the transfer portal. We're, you know, the bottom half of the Big Ten. You could argue that it's higher. It should be higher just based on numbers alone. But ultimately, we have a lot of unproven guys. We've got some starters in this transfer portal that I think is a really good, exciting piece. Obviously, Colton Joseph, we talked about. You talk about guys like Jaden Lofton, Marvin Burks, and Abu Sama, Austin Kowecki, Simmons to an extent, certainly Javon Robinson. Like, there's a lot of guys, the cornerback room in general. Like, you look at, okay, we beefed up cornerbacks, we beefed up offensive linemen, we beefed up defensive linemen, we beefed up quarterback, we're beefing up receiver. You know, it looks good. Edge rushers, like it's we did what we needed to do, and I give them a lot of credit. So yeah, I am excited about it. And I'm curious if you guys are. I'm curious, like, are you feeling hopeful? Or are you feeling kind of, oh no, just another transfer portal that gets me excited? Maybe that's what you are. You know what? If that's your take, that's totally acceptable. I totally understand that, because this football program hasn't exactly done things in the last few years to give us hope that things are going to change. But I am choosing to actually be pretty excited about this right now, because I just feel like things feel a little different. Just a little different. And maybe this is finally a turning point. We obviously spent more money. So maybe it's like, all right, Luke Fickell's going to actually show us what we kind of thought we were getting when we got him. Not saying it's going to turn around in 2 years, Kurt Cignetti style, just improvement, success, growth, advancement in the conference standings, advancement on the field. And it gives us something to really build off of. All we're trying to do is establish a good foundation here that we can build. And the energy that, you know, you hear, listen to the Steeples interview, he talks a lot about, he wanted to come to a program that he had an opportunity to build, right? To grow. And I think, like, in his own career, but also the team, Like, this is, we are in a rebuild. We are trying to take something that is not working and fix it. And there is excitement in that. And there is, you know, like positivity there, because ultimately it can't get too much worse. It's likely not going to get worse. So you can look at that and see this trajectory of forward, you know, success and growth. And it's, I'm excited about it. Like I said, this is going to be positivity. So I'm hoping that you are as excited and you're feeling hopeful about it. You're looking forward to spring football. We're going to cover that a lot, obviously. But I'm already ready for football season. The college football season is officially over. NFL is a couple weeks away from being over. And then we're going to be in this, you know, long drought of no football, which always stinks. But we do have basketball, and that's another thing I'm really excited about. I did watch the Penn State night game. The Penn State game was insane. That was one of the best performances I've ever seen from a Wisconsin Badger basketball team in a long time, especially offensively. And we were playing a very bad team. Let's get that straight. Penn State absolutely sucks. But you got to beat the teams that suck. And oftentimes you have, all throughout the Big Ten season, you run into these games where you're like, we should absolutely win this game, and we don't. You're always going to win games you shouldn't win, and you're going to lose games you shouldn't lose. And I was very worried that this was going to be one of those games. I was worried that this was going to be, you know, a surging Badgers going on the road to an 0-7 Big Ten team, and it's going to just, it's not going to work out. But that very quickly changed when we started growing a 4-point lead, turned into a 7-point lead, turned into a 10, turned into a 12, and, you know, so on and so forth. And it just built up to like 35. It was insane. So what are the reasons that this team is improving, you know, and why I'm so excited about it? Number one is, I think Boyd and Blackwell are gelling. They're really beginning to gel together. You watch these guys play. We were so excited about what Nick Boyd was going to bring, because he was going to be that floor general. He was going to unlock John Blackwell, because John Blackwell wasn't necessarily a good one. He could be a two, and he could go score, and he could, you know, be that guy. And Boyd was going to be a facilitator. Well, we didn't see that the first. It was a bit of a mess, right? It took him a while, but I said this on our weekend pod. I just think that Boyd is looking like he's not shoot first. I mean, he is score if the option's available to him, but he is looking to create for his teammates. The entire team is looking to create. The assists on this team tonight were insane. Like, we're getting better passing. We're getting better gelling. We're actually working together cohesively as a team. So that's number one. Number two is, we're playing inside more. And it's not just that we're giving the ball to Nolan Winter on the post or Billy Oskis or even Rapper Garlock. It's that when we are in the post, we're playing more aggressively. You're seeing guys attack the paint, cuts and very quick movements, very aggressive ball movement, but it goes in, it touches the post, and it can get kicked back out. It's not always going to the post, but they are doing it more often. They're taking advantage of the fact that there are teams out there who just know we don't want to play in the post, so they're just stopping. They're defending more for a five-out system, and we're actually making them pay for it. You know, we're making backdoor cuts, and we're posting up Winter down there. And then when they're down there, they're getting offensive rebounds. They're being more aggressive. Like, you heard at the beginning of the season, and every time you saw Wisconsin play early, they were like, "Well, this is one of the tallest teams in the country. Yeah, this is the team that has most size, you know, of anyone in the Big Ten." But we don't play like that. But now we're actually kind of starting to use it. The third thing that I think is really changing is defensive intensity. And we're not a good defensive team. By no means am I claiming that we're ever going to be a good defensive team. But half a defense is just trying, and it's intensity, and it's bravery, right? And being able to know when you can trust your teammates to back you up, and know when you can push hard on those hedges, and know when you can collapse in that paint and restrict some of those straight line drives and make the other team take tougher shots. It doesn't always look pretty. We still give up way too many open threes, but it's looking better. I think that, to me, is clear. When I watch this team play, I'm like, hey, this team, like, they look like they want to get stops. They look like they want to force turnovers. And we are forcing more turnovers. Where you got guys like Andrew Rohde that are just got, a couple steals early tonight. It's just, that's the kind of energy that you need on the defensive side of the ball, because there are nights when you are not going to shoot 40% from three. There are nights when you're going to struggle offensively. But if you can bring it on the defensive side a little bit more, make it a little bit tough for people to score, even bad teams, but even good teams. I mean, we definitely played well at times defensively against Michigan. We obviously forced them into tough situations. But then you have those nights where you're shooting well and everything comes together and you beat the crap out of a team by, 30 points on the road at Penn State. A place where other teams have struggled. Now they haven't won. I mean, Penn State's still 0-8 in conference, but to win that handily shows that there are steps being made. And I've said that it's really important to dominate in this month because you can go 9-2. We have three home games in a row now. Three home games in a row, right? USC, Minnesota, and Ohio State, which is the one we're going to be at, Ohio State. And then you can actually look at the February and say, okay, can this team actually like beat some of these other guys here? Can we win four games in February out of the seven? Maybe. In which case now we have 13 wins and we can look at finishing potentially fit with 15. And are we going to challenge for the conference? Likely not with people like Purdue and Michigan. And yes, certainly have to say it, Nebraska up there right now. And our only two losses in conference play are to Nebraska and Purdue. Not bad. And considering we played Michigan and all these other bad teams that we've beaten, and UCLA is not a bad team. February's got a lot of quad one opportunities. So, it's the Illinois, the Michigan States, and quad one is, you play them at home. It's got to be a top 30 team, neutral top 50, and away top 75. So we're going to have a lot of opportunities. And we're going to see what's there. But I am super positive about this right now. I think this team can really do something. Because if you look back to the preseason, we were talking about how this team can probably win 14, 15 games in conference. We can challenge. We can finish top five in the league. We can have a top five seed. We can get back to where we were last year, hopefully try to get to the Sweet 16 and advance in the tournament. And then there was like this lull of, ooh, we haven't beaten a good team yet. I don't know. It's not looking so great. We're not shooting the ball well. We suck defensively. And then we beat Michigan, and now we're on a five-game win streak or whatever it is, four or five, whatever. And we're 6-2 in conference, or a five-game win streak now. And then you can actually see real momentum, because you shouldn't lose any of the next three games. You better not. And maybe you do. Maybe you drop one, and yet that means you have to pick one up on the backside. But there, I am really positive about what this team can do right now. And I think Blackwell, in whatever funk he was in, I think the funk was related to him and Boyd not playing well together. They were two alphas and it just wasn't clicking. And sometimes that happens in sports. You just, your stars aren't, they're not quite aligning. And I think that has really improved. And now you can look and say, is this one of the best backcourts in the Big Ten? I mean, prove me wrong. There are some really good ones. Okay. I know, Purdue, Michigan, they've got good ones. But I think that the lethal scoring ability from both of these guys, the passing, even the defensive intensity at times, like these guys can be really, really good. And then you add a guy like Braden Carrington, who's just he's our new sharpshooter off the bench, providing bench scoring, who I love. I've been saying it for weeks now. Braden Carrington needs more minutes. He's playing great. Wanted to still take more shots other than threes, but listen, he's taking whatever shots he's taking, he's making. So I don't care. But yeah, I think that there's a lot of a momentum here. How far can we go? I don't know. I mean, I said before the season, I believed that we would get back to the Sweet 16 because we added some pieces. I think Austin Rapp hasn't really materialized yet. Certainly can still, but Boyd most definitely has. He was our portal gem. And I think Andrew Rohde is a major X factor here, right? Like the energy, the hustle he brings, his ability to get steals, get rebounds, play well, play good defense, the passing, like he is that X factor that if he's playing really well, then he is going to, we're going to shoot better. We're going to create more, right? We're already shooting better because the team's gelling better offensively. But now if you get individual good performances from the Rohdes of the world, the Carringtons of the world, then you can really see that we're getting closer to that offensive ceiling. And then you got a guy like Nolan Winter, who, when he was in high school, and part of that recruiting class with Blackwell and Yaldin, He was my favorite guy in that class. If you've listened to this for a while, you know that I was very, very high in Winter, and he has absolutely come through. Dude, what a player that guy is. He's a walking double-double. He's just like, he's owning everything now. He's getting better day by day. He's really improving. Yeah, that's why I'm pumped about this. I really am. And I know that, you know, a lot of fans like to be more pessimistic and negative. It's fine. Fan how you want to fan. But I like the hope part of sports. I like that it's something I can latch onto. I can feel good about. I don't have a ton of positivity in my sports life right now. My Colts just destroyed my heart by not making the playoffs, and my EPL team is doing well in one competition, but not in another. And it's tough, right? It's tough sometimes. But in the off season, you can kind of believe. And the basketball team's really given us something to believe in. Get excited about this. Like, we are averaging over, 85 points a game. We're starting to shoot the ball well. We look lethal, clinical, and it looks like we can beat some real teams. I mean, nobody expected us to go to Michigan and get a win over the Wolverines at that arena. Nobody. Not us, not me, no one. Like, that's impressive. That is going to carry us all the way through to Selection Sunday. We're about to be ranked. If we can get by USC this weekend, we're going to be a ranked team. We're right outside the top 25. We'll definitely hop up into that top 25, which gives you a little bit more momentum and excitement around the program. Then you start to see that seed climb up. And then if you get wins in February, things can really happen. I'm very high right now on the basketball team, high on the football team, high on just the potential of the football team. I know we've got a long way to go. I'm not trying to sit here and tell you we're Kurt Signetting this thing. We're just growing. And a bowl game is a massive expectation. I think 7-8 wins is where people are hoping it can be. Is it going to be that much? I don't know. But the pieces are there. They did what we wanted them to do. So I'm going to choose to say, okay, fine. You did your part now. I'm going to do mine and be a hopeful fan and get excited about this and truly take a few minutes to believe that this football program can turn around and this basketball program can take real leaps and can do something special this year. Because again, if you don't have the hope in sports, what's the point? Like, I want to believe in this. I want to have positivity. I want to think at least that my teams can do something special and dream of those days of coming on this podcast, going on the main pod on Sundays, going on Locked On Badgers and just smiling and talking about how great it is to be a Badger fan. It has not been a ton lately, but my friends, I'm telling you, those days are coming back soon.